This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. You can read all of his fine work at brownszone.com. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, it's a Monday, and it's not the day after a game. Always kind of weird. Isn't that a weird feeling?
It is weird. The rhythm of the week that goes out the window.
Yep, absolutely the case. Kevin sounded refreshed. David Njoku's always open. Just ask him. Are you trying to get me to say altitude? I thought he was in rare form today.
Yeah, I don't know what his probably had a little bit of an attitude. Not attitude, but I don't know
spunk.
If he wanted, didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wanted a longer weekend. I don't know. But wasn't very forthcoming, not that he is.
Scott, I just think we're sitting here, we're trying to answer questions, and, you know, they have three wins this year. We got people calling and going, well, I think maybe they shouldn't win any more games, and they're looking at the schedule. It's going to be tough to win games for the rest of the season anyway, but just your general thoughts on where this thing's going right now, because I don't have answers, and, like, I really don't feel like there's a long-term answer that we're used to, that, like, well, we can just draft a quarterback. That doesn't feel like it's in play.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I mean, you guys know the roller coaster of this league. When the team loses a game, it feels like it's never going to win again. When it wins one, it feels like they're never going to lose again. So I don't know what these last 6 weeks hold. You know, if they play like they did against Pittsburgh or Baltimore, they could beat some of these teams. They could go to Denver and win, certainly. They could also lose them all. So I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that thinks you should lose for the draft pick. I think that's a bad idea. I think it's bad for culture, all those things. So you should try to pile up as many wins as possible. I certainly think drafting a quarterback's in play if, you know, they decide that there's quarterbacks worth drafting. And I haven't done a deep dive on these quarterbacks. I know the consensus is that it's not a strong quarterback class, which could and probably should affect if you draft one, depending on where you're drafting. So I think all those questions will be answered later. But right now, it's about trying to string together some quality performances, which this team has been unable to do. Hasn't won two straight all year, and they have the opportunity to do that in Denver.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, brownszone.com, where the featured story right now says personality, leadership, key for Jameis Winston. What has he shown you the last couple of games? More importantly, what has he shown the organization about what his future might be here?
Yeah, I certainly think he's shown that this offense operates differently with him. that it's a threat. And it wasn't a threat for the first seven games. We all know they didn't score 20 points in any of those games, struggled to put up 300 yards of offense, just never felt like it scared the defense. And I think that's different with Winston at quarterback. He can throw to all areas of the field. He gets his receivers involved. He gives them a chance. There's trust there. You know, there's certainly mistakes, and that's, you know, what Jameis has been prone throughout his career, too many turnovers, and I get that. And we've seen that crop up in his four starts. They're also 2-2 in his four starts. They have three of their highest yardage totals in his starts, and I think that means something. And as far as future, we just don't know what this quarterback room is going to look like next year. And I certainly think there's a chance that he could be one of the guys here, whether that's week one starter, whether that's a backup to a rookie or a bridge guy. I don't know how that plays out, but I don't think you can just dismiss Jameis Winston as a possibility.
A name you didn't mention there was Deshaun Watson. And yeah, you might have seen Albert Breer from Monday Morning Quarterback, and he was on the Prime game on Thursday, mentioning the Browns will plan to bring in competition for Deshaun Watson next year at quarterback. And I just thought, oh my God, that's a terrible way to end up. And how are you going to convince somebody who you think could be a good starter to come in and compete? That report, I'm sure he got it from a good source and everything else. Scott, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen to me.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. I understand the reality of the situation and the fact that they're paying him a ton of money, and that even more important than that is the salary cap hit that the Browns would have to take, or they are going to take. And if they cut him, it'd be, you know, rolled forward and all those things. Like, I get that reality of it, but I'm with you. I don't like the idea of saying somebody has to come in and beat out Deshaun Watson for that job. Now, you know, could you do it with Winston? Could it be Winston and Watson, you know, with the competition? Yeah, that doesn't do a whole lot for me either. I just think it's tricky how they're going to handle the entire Watson situation. I thought when we talked to Andrew Berry during the bye week, the tone to me was not Watson's going to come in and compete. It was, we got to figure it out, and he made no promises that he'd come back and be the guy. You know, he said he could still be here. You know, there's always a chance or whatever that quote was. So I think they're still working through all that. Maybe just right now they don't want to make any firm decisions and label it as he's gone or he's not going to be the guy. You know, he's still in the building. Maybe that's a nod to him. And, hey, you're doing this rehab. We're not going to close the door on you. But I do think that'd be a bad idea. And I think you're right, Jeff, that it would certainly limit who you could bring in if it were really a competition. That would limit who you could bring in.
Scott, we all know that the Browns have made television history before by being the first ever Monday night game that was ever played against the Jets. Now they've made history again for being the first team flexed out of Thursday night football with the Bengals. Demoralizing for the front office? Demoralizing for players? I mean, I can't imagine that makes them feel real good that they got bumped.
Yeah, that's interesting. We haven't been in the locker room since. Sure. We're not in there yet today. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a blow to the ego, the collective ego. But, I mean, it's reality. They're 3-8. I know they played well on Thursday night. It was a fun game to watch. And, you know, them against Cincinnati would be a fun game, too, I would think, regardless if it's Sunday or Thursday. But Cincinnati's part of the equation, too. You know, they've been on TV a bunch, and they're 4-7, right? They're probably not going to the playoffs. So I think you just combine that and – the Broncos, Chargers, a better game for, you know, if you don't live in a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
File.
True.
It's interesting to me how Bo Nix has stepped up. And, you know, Sean Payton was looking like kind of a disaster out there. And now all of a sudden, Denver's looking like a pretty good team, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, they had some pieces last year. There were obviously issues with Russell Wilson, a quarterback. Yeah. He and Sean Payton just did not coexist well, and they did not mix. And I'd be really curious to understand why, because I think Russell's a smart quarterback, and he can make a bunch of throws. We saw him make some good throws Thursday night. But whatever it was, those two guys did not, I would say, get along. And now Payton's got his guy. They drafted him. He's a veteran rookie. I know that's kind of paradoxical, but guy played a long time in college. Yeah, I watched a bunch of the national shows this morning, and they're talking about him being the best of the rookie quarterbacks. And I think he was sixth taken, I think, because he's having a good year, and they're winning games. So I think it's going to be a challenge. That place is hard to play. You know, it's hard to play in Denver always. It's going to be hard on a Monday night when they're winning. It's going to be loud. Sean Payton's got a quarterback he believes in, and we've seen that, you know, with Drew Brees, and we saw it with a little bit when he had Winston in 2021. And when he's got a quarterback he trusts, Sean Payton is usually successful.
All right, I'm going back to the TV questions because I like having fun with these. Hard Knocks, AFC North debuts Tuesday, December 3rd. Any buzz around there about, you know, just even the cameras being in there? And I don't know. I don't want to say it's influence, but I can't imagine that the Browns storylines are going to be real big in Hard Knocks in this last month. But I would think they'd be the fourth story, although maybe Cincinnati a little bit. I don't know. You tell me. What's the feeling on Hard Knocks? I know the cameras are up in there, right? They've locked down some cameras inside the building?
Yeah, they showed up last week, at least, in the media room and in the locker room. I saw them at the practice today. And I probably should ask Kevin Stefanski that today. I don't know. I'm sure he wouldn't have given a great answer. But if it's a pain to have those cameras here.
Easy, yeah. Manigan.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, like you said, the Browns would be the fourth story. But, I mean, Jameis Winston's great. You know,
that's true.
You follow Jameis Winston around. I mean, that's an interesting topic. Miles Garrett, we know how interesting he is and how well he's been playing lately with the three sacks in two of the last three games. So I think we'll see, I think we'll see enough Browns. But, you know, with that win calming things down Thursday, and not that it needed to calm things down necessarily, but, you know, without any kind of drama, I would think the Browns would get the least run of the four teams.
The other part of that Albert Breer report was that Stefanski, Barry, back unless, you know, catastrophic things happen here down the stretch. You buy that one?
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting told that too, but it's so hard to tell. I mean, there's six games left, right? If they go 3-14, if you got to open up the door again for possibilities. But everybody's talking about it last week, and I didn't think, you know, especially Stefanski was in danger. You know, I wrote that he shouldn't be in any kind of danger. So I think the ownership wants continuity, wants this stability. We know they extended these guys right before the season, you know, or in the off season. So the inclination, I feel, would be to stay the course. But I think just like with the Watson thing, you have to let some things play out. And then you take a step back and you evaluate. And again, I think Stefanski deserves this job. I think you can have a discussion about Andrew Berry's overall roster management and talent evaluation. But I think he's a big part of why this team has gone to the playoffs in two of the last 4 years, and why there is stability, and why we talk about this roster being capable, you know, a playoff caliber roster. I know it hasn't played like it this year. So I think that's a nuanced discussion, but I think the organization would lean toward keeping those guys as well.
Scott, always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com. brownzone.com, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.